we've had a lot of them, certainly, haven't we? I mean, this is the second one in recent years, and I got to say, I don't think there's a huge amount of interest in it, though. I mean, you write about it, and you get maybe a dozen comments or so, and I just don't feel as though there's, other than the real, you know, the hardcore activists, there's not that huge followership for this campaign, I don't think.
It's purely speculation, but do you think that had Scott Brown actually thrown his hat back in, that there might have been more interest in this?
Yeah, probably on the Republican side. I mean, people, I think, were interested in him, although I personally don't necessarily think he would have won this. I mean, I don't think he really comported himself with much skill once he won the seat. It's very tough if you're a Republican to hold a seat in particularly in a general. He might have won in a special, but then he would have faced, you know, another regular election with higher turnout, and I think they decided they didn't want to just kind of be a yo-yo winning one and losing another. So I've got to say, I think you need to be a bigger figure and position yourself somewhat better than he did as a genuine iconoclastic moderate to win and hold a seat here. And so I don't know. He may have generated more interest than the Republican field has here, but there just isn't a real, you know, there's not a real star among any of these. You've got experienced people, legislators. You know, they're a little plodding. You know, the Republican candidates. I Dan Winslow's an interesting guy. They're probably the least known of the Republican candidates, but. On the Democratic side, you've got a guy who first ran for the Senate back in Ed Markey back in 1984. He ran and dropped out, and you know, a good legislator, very accomplished legislator, but kind of a predictable and an older Democratic face. And Steve Lynch is South Boston congressman who you know, he's kind of a middling congressman, not bad, but not particularly accomplished, and you know, sort of a tend to the local district type of guy. And Gabriel Gomez, interesting figure, new figure, private equity guy, a businessman, and Navy SEAL. But yeah, it's awfully hard to make your first real run for office. I think he's run for selectman, but your first real run to start right at the top, you know. And so it just hasn't really, with all the other things that have happened, it hasn't really galvanized attention.
Looking on the Republican side, have any of these names drawn interest from the National Party? Is anybody getting a big push from the party?
Not that I've been able to detect, no. I think that people are split. I don't. I mean, there has not been any effort that I know of to sort of direct the National Party trying to intervene on behalf of one or the other of them, no.
And on the Democratic side, of course, you have two, as you said, pretty down-to-earth, experienced members of Congress.
On the Democratic side, I think it's pretty clear that the Democratic Party establishment nationally and to some degree in the state would prefer Ed Markey. And they were in fast with him when he announced, and he could sort of almost, it felt orchestrated that he jumped right into the race pretty quickly, which is uncharacteristically bold for a guy who's very cautious. And you know, Lynch got in, and I think that's muted some voices, but I don't think it's a huge mystery who most establishment Democrats would like to see win the race, certainly.
You're right in the middle of this. Do you see any way that there is going to be, and I think the conventional wisdom in a Republican win would be an upset?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, my view of this is that I don't, Mike Sullivan, I think, is a Republican front runner, widely thought, you know, to have the best shot at winning this, although no one really knows. It all depends on who turns out, and the turnout looks like it's going to be reasonably low. Mike does not impress me as the kind of guy who has the profile. He's more of a classic sort of guy, classic conservative, socially conservative, fiscally conservative. He doesn't have the profile that I think could actually win in a general election, even a general special election. I tend to think Winslow would have some, Dan Winslow, the legislator, would have some potential to catch fire. He's very smart, clever, and is good at positioning himself on issues in an attention-getting way, and he is like Bill Weld in a way. He's that kind of a Republican, although Weld has endorsed Gabriel Gomez, but he is a liberal or libertarian on the social issues. He's pro-choice and he's pro-gay marriage. So you don't he more or less neutralizes those issues with the Democrats. So it feels much more of a the inclusive kind of politics that I think Massachusetts independents like, mixed with a fiscal moderation that I think they also like. And Gomez is somewhere in between the two, really. He's pro-life, but in one of these, I don't think I would try to overturn the law ways, and is pro-gay marriage. So now I should say, Sullivan is even though he is pro-life and anti-gay marriage, he'll say, I'm a traditionalist, I believe marriage is between one man and one woman. He's found these sort of involute, complicated ways to say that even though these are my positions, I wouldn't really act on them, you know. So they're all trying to finesse those issues. But those issues are easier to finesse if you're where most of the state is. And Winslow, I think, is the one Republican who really is there.
One thing you have to look at, and given what's going on with immigration reform right now, is the Latino factor with Gomez, that might, you know, get him a lot more attention in the general.
Yes, that's right. That is true. I mean, I think he's an exciting candidate for Republicans for that reason. He's a very different face for, I mean, think about this, a guy who's Latino, who's a Navy SEAL, an elite part of the military, and who's got a lot of business experience, being a member of the Massachusetts congressional delegation. I think it would be very different for Massachusetts. It'd be new and in some way refreshing. But as I say, I personally think that's an awful steep step to go from having lost a selectman's race to winning a United States Senate race. It just sometimes I think these guys might want to say, let me start, with a medium step. Let me run for state senate and then try to make the jump. But there is a certain let's start at the top mentality in the state, certainly.
Well, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but I'm gonna. What do you think? At the end of Tuesday, we're going to see Markey versus Sullivan in the general?
Yeah, I mean, I feel on the Democratic side, I think it's quite certain to be Markey. On the Republican side, I'm less certain, really. I mean, it's a smaller universe of people, and I just don't know. But I think if you were, you know, someone, if you had to make a bet and you would say who will win it, I would think you would say that. But there's no result really there that would surprise me in a huge way. So I think that one's a much harder to call. I do think Sullivan is the slight front runner, but I don't think he's a lock by any means. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, there's some energy for Gomez. And he's been on the air with a little more money. It wouldn't surprise me totally if he pulled off an upset. And Dan Winslow is, I think things have trended his way a little bit as people have learned more about him. He had a couple of very good debates, and it wouldn't surprise me if he made a good run at it too.
Well, special elections are tough to call. Special election primaries, forget about it.
Yeah, you're right. You're really right about that. I mean, we saw that with the Scott Brown thing. I mean, that election, everyone, I think, thought that was over and done. Not everyone, but a lot of people thought it was over and done with. And you know, it was low turnout, kind of a holiday season thing, no one paying attention. And wow, it was a shocker. So it could happen this time. And, you know, that honestly, that's what makes politics fun. You just don't know. And you know, some of us make predictions at our own peril, but sometimes it's kind of nice to be wrong in a way, to have the vicissitudes of the thing play out in a way that you didn't necessarily expect. Makes it unpredictable and interesting.
Yeah, we'll all find out Tuesday night. Scott, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.